Hello, this is Clint Gillen.
Yes, hi there. Good morning. My name is Jad Beadle from Local Splash. How are you today, sir?
You're from where?
Oh, sorry, Local Splash. Yes, actually, the reason for my phone call, so we are a data service provider to Google. So we wanted to talk to you about getting Gillies Remodeling and Repair listed for that first page position under the categories of work there in your area. So basically, this helps people to identify you as an option for them, for a general contractor or someone who's into remodeling services or handyman work. And this will allow your business name to pop up on that first page. I'm sure you're familiar of that map section on Google, the one with the red dots where businesses are listed. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, but isn't that expensive?
Oh, no, not at all, actually. It's much more affordable than you think. Although what we're trying to do here is we're looking for someone who'd be a good fit for this open position, which is why we're making the phone calls today, because this is an open position for that work category. Have you been offered about something like this before, by any chance?
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. I remodel houses. I'm a handyman.
Yes, exactly. So it's for that work category. So say, for example, if you do a Google search for someone doing handyman work, or someone says they need someone remodeling near me, then our job is to make sure that Gillies Remodeling and Repair pops up on those search results, right? Now, just curious though, how far are you now traveling for the work? Because I believe Tulsa is your home base. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So for a new client,
you work for Google?
Yes. So we are a data service provider to Google. So our company is called Local Splash.
Okay,
does that ring any bell?
How did you find my business name? Was it because it was on Google?
Well, you do have an online presence, sir, but it's our inventory team who provides us that information for someone who believes that would be a good candidate for this. But ideally, it has to be someone who's not yet on the first page for certain keywords. So let's say, for example, right now, if we search for a handyman in Tulsa, the ones that are on the first page would be Neighbor's Handyman, Affordable Handyman, and Everett's Affordable Handyman Service. Are you familiar with those guys in the area? You've heard some of that before? Oh, okay.
No, because I haven't searched handyman for quite some years. I've just been working.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. That's natural.
But business has slowed down a lot. So I was actually... It's kind of strange that you called while I was creating an account on Yelp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just created just today?
I'm on the phone literally as... While you were calling, I was entering key search terms into the search category on Yelp, because I just created the Yelp account this morning, and you called while I was entering.
Oh, gotcha.
So I thought like maybe you could see that I was creating an account, so you called, but you do not know that I was creating an account on Yelp.
I know we wouldn't have an idea about it because we don't have access. Although we'll be able to see if you have like an online information with Yelp, so because that would be on Google too.
Okay, I don't know if I was still in the process of creating the account. I mean, the account is created, so I don't know if it's visible yet. Used Yelp. I've never used Yelp. I don't know how it works. I just slowed down so much that I'm finally forced to.
Okay, well,
I had so many customers for so many years, and then I got so busy that I couldn't even entertain most of my customers anymore. And then I lost customers because
Well, so sorry to hear that it just slowed down after, you know, a successful time about it. But I'm guessing that you created Yelp because it did slow down and you wanted to get more jobs or more work for your business. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or
generate some new leads, you know, get some new customers.
Well, just to clarify, so the difference between Yelp and being listed on Google is, for Yelp, it's more of a business directory, right? So someone has to go in directly to Yelp to search for a general contractor like you, for example, right? But it would only be limited to that page. And normally, if you start paying for leads, for example, sometimes there may be some cases where you pay for these leads, and then you don't end up getting the job, but you still have to pay for them. I'm saying this from experience we've had with some of the clients.
I'm supposedly signing up for a 30-day free trial for that.
Okay.
So I was just going to use them because I feel like I can generate the rest of the year's worth of customers in 30 days.
Well, that would actually...
A couple days worth of phone calls can give me a lot of work. Like, I can usually land almost every job that every call I get.
Okay, perfect. Well, how far are you currently booked out for work anyway, right now?
Right now, I'm not at all, but I was booked out for up to a year or 6 months to a year for the past couple of years, and then I finally caught up on all my work. And
okay, nice. Well, let me ask you this, right?
And I do have I still have a bunch of old customers' phone numbers, but I didn't know if I wanted to sit there and like try to reach out to them or maybe start generating some new business. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, no worries. I think this would actually be a good thing for you, right? Especially if you are trying to get your name out there and it actually slowed down in terms of getting work.
Well,
but,
my other issue was I tried getting on Google when I first started my business or around that time, and it was confusing to me, and I couldn't figure out how to get my phone number on there so people could call me. I couldn't. So you can find my business, but I don't think. Well, maybe my phone number's on there now, but it didn't seem like it ever. Having my business on Google didn't seem like it ever generated a single lead for me in the past 5 years. It's been 6 years.
Well, yeah. Well, let's help you with that. We'll have to check out how this will actually work out for your account. But just curious, how long have you been active as a business anyway for Gillis Remodeling?
7 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Going 10 years in the next 3 years. Okay. Well, congratulations. At least this is an established business. You're welcome. Are you running this business as a sole owner, or do you have a crew or a business partner?
Sole owner. I usually do all the work by myself unless it's so large I'm forced to hire help or contract out part of the job.
And I believe that you don't have a website yet for this business.
If the job's too big, sometimes I'll contract out the entire job. And I'll just, I'll just watch over and foresee, maybe get all the materials or...
Okay, well, let me take note of that. And, since you have a Yelp page that you were trying to create, would it be safe to say that you don't have a website yet to showcase your work that people could access online?
I don't think I do.
None, okay.
The only pictures I've ever submitted, I started to create a Facebook business page, but then I deleted my Facebook and they won't let me on back on, it seems like. I started to upload images to Google at one point, to the Google, my Google whatever, but I don't even know how to get back to that now, I think.
Yeah, we'll be able to help you out with that. We'll just need to check it out. But personally,
I have a lot of pictures that I could definitely update.
Okay.
The images that are on there.
Perfect. Well, good to know that. Let me take note of that. But I just want to clarify though. Your name again is Quinn, right? Did I get that right, Quinn? Is your first
Clint?
Name?
Yes.
Clint. Okay. Got it, Clint. So, being that this is an exclusive listing, we're filling in the area today for your work category, right? I'm sure that you see value getting your business name out there, especially that it's slow at the moment, because we're filling this position. Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'd like to pull up the details and the pricing for the service. So in that way, if you do decide you want that spot, we can go from there. Now, Nadine, she's my regional pricing director in the area. So she'll be helping us out with that, especially if you just try to create...
Am I being offered something promotional, or...?
Yeah, actually, I think we could offer you a promotional servicer for someone who's already established. I think you'll love this the way you're currently set up. So let me go ahead and get Nadine here on the line with us.
Hi, Quint. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?